Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Speaking about Tallahassee, couple of our teams are up there for a game at Florida A&M today and tonight. Certainly Miami Northwestern, defending 6A state champions up there, will play against Tallahassee Godbee. And Miami Carroll City, a team that a lot of people are looking at as one of the teams, and we saw them play in the spring game. Loaded with athletes, loaded with talent, playmakers, and a coach that has assembled quite a staff and also quite a group of players is standing by live in Tallahassee on game day. It's a big time now for Coach Benedict Hippolyte. He joins us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on game day.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me on, man. It's such a great pleasure to be on. I'm always excited. The opportunity to come on and just beat Carroll City football. So thank you for having me on.
This is a great event, obviously, that they put on in Tallahassee. There's a big base of South Florida people that live up in the area, whether they go to Florida State or to FAM or to anywhere, to just live up there. So for them to have the opportunity to see two fabled programs like Northwestern and Carroll City must be a pretty good thing for everybody.
Oh, man, I think it's great. I think it's awesome, you know, myself included. I attended Florida A&M, and just having the opportunity to come back as we drive through and went on campus and eating in the cafeteria and just having an opportunity just to reflect on just my experience of the high school and just college experience, you know, and just this event, just to bring two communities together that everybody can come in, celebrate just a good purpose of these young student athletes and just how hard they work. And so just to have everybody assemble in Tallahassee, Florida, and just to represent their cities, man, it's such a great, you know, event that they put on. Willie Farrow and the rest of the crew, we just appreciative of the opportunity to be up here, man. It's going to be a great turnout. We're just excited for the moment.
What's it like for this program? Okay, I mean, this is a team that, in a lot of ways, there's a lot of veteran leadership on this team, which is great for you because last year you had a lot of younger kids. What is it like to have a Naquan Wright or somebody like a Ray or somebody who's been there for a couple years who know the landscape, who know the way that you want things done to kind of help you with the younger kids?
I think it's awesome. Just like you say, it takes a lot of weight off the coaches. Just when the kids can police each other and just kind of just lay the platform for the younger guys and just showing them how we do it just the Carroll City way. You know, because sometimes you get newcomers into your program and they get accustomed to doing certain things with other programs.
Sure.
But just to have the older guys just kind of police them and say, yeah, you may be accustomed and used to doing it this way, but this is how we do it, the Carroll City way, the traditional way. So when we have guys such as Naquan Wright, just his presence of just how he works, you know, he doesn't have to even speak and open his mouth, but just his ability to see how he takes control in the weight room and just how he prepares himself in the classroom and with film studies and just being out there on the football field and being sure that everybody's getting into their stretch lines and going into their respective areas and being sure that everybody's doing what they need to do and a complete effort. You know, that's what we ask for as coaches, is attendance and effort and just making sure that these guys are competing. So they show these guys how to prepare for the game and how to compete in practice. Transition on game day. So it's just an easy transition for us. And Coach, I'm really appreciative of that.
No doubt. I mean, I would too. Coach Benedict Hippolyte joining us, head coach, Miami Carroll City. They're up in Tallahassee for the kickoff classic before next week's game against American Heritage, who we had a chance to watch last night, Coach. You've seen all the teams down here. So nothing's a surprise. Everybody has talent. Everybody continues to get players from everywhere. So certainly, when you take the field tonight, this will be a team that, as we saw in the spring, that relies on the defense to set the momentum and set the tempo and give you field position. Talk about that, because I think that the defense that you guys have assembled over the last couple years is as good as that you'll find at this level.
Oh, man, no doubt. And I think it starts with leadership, and the leadership is with Coach Greg Moss, our defensive coordinator, coming over from FIU, working with those guys in the secondary, and he just brought just such a different attitude, you know, with that defensive group, and Coach Joshua Taylor with the defensive line and Damian Davis. These guys just really doing a phenomenal job. And actually, with Coach Drew, with the secondary. These guys, the way these guys as coaches approach this business on how they prepare, it really transitions on to the kids, just with the energy, with the effort, with the flying to the ball, and just playing physical, and that's having a nasty attitude. And they always preach about bad intentions. Whenever you go on the football field and you're the opposite team and the opposite color, they want to speak about bad intentions and just playing this game physical and fast. And that's what they do. And one thing Coach Greg Moss do with those guys on the defensive side of the ball, it doesn't matter if the ball is complete or if the ball is incomplete. Everybody flying to the ball, scooping the ball, and scoring. So those guys, once they see that ball in any area, they're flying around, man. They're just flying around and trying to be around the ball because good things happen when you're around the football. So yeah. I'm really excited on these guys when they're out there because they set the momentum. And defense win championships, man. So we're really appreciative of that group, that coaching staff, and just that unit.
Yeah, Coach, you bring a good point out, you know, because I know that you've been taught from the beginning under Coach Harris, Coach Ice Harris, great guy, great molder of character. And I think that's what you probably learned early on. That it's all about character, because anybody can play football. It's just if you have character in life, it's going to change you. Talk about that, because I know that you being a faith-based man that preaches that to the kids, but not only that, just shows them that it goes way beyond football.
Oh, man, no doubt. I think, like we preach to our kids, that it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And life is a marathon. You're going to have some high moments. You're going to have some low moments. That's just in the course of the football game. When you play 48 minutes, you're going to have some good moments, and you're going to have some low moments.
Yeah.
It's just on how you approach this business. And I like to use the approach about win the day. And how we win the day is approaching this day with a positive approach and just saying about we own this day and we dictate what goes on within our day. As coaches, we focus on developing the overall kid because we understand if we can build young men to be great citizens for tomorrow, the transition on the football field is easy. Just like you say, these guys want to play football. That's what they want to do. But how many guys can have the ability to lead? I think that's something that's gifted, that's given from you, from the man upstairs, from above. Everybody doesn't really have that to lead. So if we focus on just building that overall kid, we understand the football aspect of it come easy because now they're policing each other. We always say something running across the track. I will not let my teammate down. That means something. That's even in the classroom. You know, that's even, you know, just outside of the football field, outside of the doors of Miami Carroll City, everywhere you go, you represent this school, you represent this community, you represent this brand, sure. And you must protect that brand with a certain kind of integrity. So when you say, I will not let my teammate down, that goes beyond just the football field because everything that you do, whether you're out into the streets, whether you're in the classroom, you got to be very mindful of can hinder this program, and that'll put us in a situation, a bad one, when you talk about going into a big, high-profile game, sure. And we don't have all our bullets in the chamber. So everything that you do, so we really just try to preach to these guys, and if they don't know, we kind of try to show them. Like we went to FCA down in Kendall, Fellowship Christian with Athletes, and had an opportunity to listen to different keynote speakers, and they just went through their process in life and shared it with these young men. Road that's impossible that they can't accomplish. Every time we have an opportunity to go on to church and just listen to different good speakers and things like that, and one thing that the pastor said to myself, which really reflected with me throughout the course of the week, there's good ideas and there are God ideas. There's nothing wrong with good ideas, you know, because good ideas, they tend to work or whatever, it's good, but God ideas is very wonderful because when God has an idea for you and for this program, no man can stop and no man can take. So we want to pray more than we play. We want to put God first in everything that we do and just ask him to continue to order the steps of this football program and just play for Coach Andre Stafford.
Yes, yes. May he rest in peace and a great guy I've known forever. Coach, before we let you go, what about tonight? What are you looking to get out? What are you anxious to see tonight? What have you been thinking about that you want to see in a game when you're not playing yourself?
I want to see, man, just guys flying around, guys having fun, guys playing fast, guys playing physical, guys playing first-class program, you know, minimize, no penalties, just being clean within the sport and, you know, just guys just not taking this game for granted and playing with a different kind of passion. That when these guys leave this stadium, that, you know, everybody can say, man, Carroll City football program, those kids play with a different kind of passion. They're out for a mission. It's something different about this group. There's something different about this unit, and that we play so relentless that we're playing to be remembered 5, 10, 15 years down the line.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for joining us on your game day, and we will see you soon, and best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate you for having me. To God be the glory.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.